弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we do thank the Lord.
我们有一次交通的机会。
That once again we have this opportunity to fellowship together.
我们开始之前，请弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处主的话。
But before we start, I would like to ask brothers and sisters to read a few passages with me.
我们首先请来读彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
我们读，对不起，第一章，我们从二十三节读到第二章第二节。
Instead, chapter 1, starting from verse 23 to chapter 2, verse 2.
彼得前书第一章二十三节。
First Peter 1:23.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，花草必枯干，花必凋谢。唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
First Peter 1:23. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever, because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now, this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you.
第二章第一节
Chapter 2, verse 1.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking,As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby in respect to salvation.
我们下一处的圣经是在提摩太后书第三章，我们读十五到十七节。
Second Timothy 3, verses 15 through 17.
提摩太后书第三章，我们读十五到十七节。
Next passage is 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 15 to 17.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
圣经都是神所默示的。于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
在十六节这里讲到，圣经都是神所默示的。
Verse 16, we read that all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
这个默示也可以说是神在其中吹气。
This inspiration also means that God breathed upon His word.
那神把生命的气息吹在圣经的里头。
And God has breathed the breath of life into His scriptures.
换句话说，圣经是神的生命所启示出来的话语。
In another word, the scripture is the revealed word through his life.
好，我们再请弟兄姊妹，我们翻开约翰福音。
Now the gospel according to John.
我们读第五章三十九节。
Verse 39.
约翰福音第五章三十九节。
John 5:39。
三十九节我们读两节好了，三十九跟四十节。
We will read two verses, 39 and 40.
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and there are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life.
这里讲到你们要查考圣经。
Here it says you should search the scriptures.
小字说你们应当查考圣经。
In the Chinese note, it says that you have to look into the scriptures.
但是读圣经的人更进一步地告诉我们。
But the Bible students tell us one step further that
这个应当查考圣经是有一个请求的意思。
This you should search the scripture has this implication as a pleading with you.
换句话说，主对着这一班在当时的时代这一班法利赛人，他们在那里查考圣经。
So the Lord is speaking to the Pharisees in Jesus' time as they search the scriptures.
主告诉他们，你们应当要殷勤地去查考圣经。
And the Lord told them that you should study the scriptures diligently.
但是当你们去查考圣经的时候，你们会有一个结果。
But as you search the scriptures, there is one outcome here.
这一个圣经 乃是为耶稣基督，就是为我们的主来做见证。
That is that this very holy word is the testimony for our Lord.
但是你们还不能够单单只是停在这里。
And also you cannot just stay at the stage.
你们应当来到主的面前得生命。
One step further is you should come before the Lord to receive His life.
好，我们再请。 继续往下读，我们读第六章63节。
Now we will read chapter 6, verse 63.
第六章63节。
John 6:63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life.
我们再请读雅各书第一章。Now,
James chapter 1.
雅各书在希伯来书的后面。Right
after Hebrews.
我们读22节到25节。Verses
22 to 25.
雅各书第一章22节。
James 1:22.
他那里说，只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己，因为听到而不行道，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。But
be doers of the word and not hearers only. Deceiving yourselves, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror.
24节。Verse 24. 看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何，唯有详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘。 乃是实行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。Verse
24, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does.
我们最后请读启示录第三章。
Lastly, Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章，我们读14到22节。Verses
14 to 22.
这是主写给老底嘉的教会的书信。This
is an epistle written to the church at Laodicea.
启示录3:14那里说到。 你要写信给老底嘉教会的使者说， 那为阿们，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元所的说。
Revelation 3:14, and to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Because you say, I am rich, I have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不致露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire.That you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent.
看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who
一同坐席哈。二十一节
Verse 21.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜。在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这里。
We now pause here from our scripture reading.
我们开始之前有一个简短的祷告。
But before we start, let's have a short word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we give thanks to your grace.
在主日的清晨，我们能够一同聚在你宝座的跟前，一同来赞美你，来敬拜你。
That on Sunday, this Lord's day, we can be gathered together before your throne, together give you all the worship.
实在是你莫大的恩典。
This is truly your tremendous grace.
你乐意来拯救我们这一般不堪的人。
Because it is your good pleasure to save all of us who are so unworthy.
你为我们宝血流出。
You have shed your precious blood for us.
你洁净了我们。
You have cleansed us.
并且把我们带进神的家中。
And you have brought us into the house of God.
让我们在神的面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So that before God, we are holy without blame and without any spot.
我们带着感激的心来到你的面前。
With a grateful heart, we come before you.
我们把一切荣耀归给你。
We just want to give you all the glory.
主，我们读了你许多的话。
Lord, we have read so many of your passages.
我们但愿啊，你在其中吹气。
If only you could breathe upon them.
求你点火你自己的话语
quicken your own words
在我们的心中成为启示的灵
so that they will become the very spirit of revelation in us
让我们真实能够明白你的旨意
so that we could truly understand your will
也借着你的话我们得生命
and receive your life through your word
因为你说你来要叫人得生命
because you said that you come to give us life
并且要得的更丰盛。
And more abundantly.
我们只有学习单单的来依靠你。
Lord, we just want to learn to lean on you solely.
愿你的话再一次来更新我们。
Let your word once again renew us.
主也赐给我们一个可听的耳朵。
Lord, grant us this hearing ears.
赐给我们一个受教的心。
Grant us this teachable heart.
让你的灵可以在我们的心中自由的把你的话解释在我们的里面。
So your spirit can explain your word to us and so freely.
你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Because where your spirit is, there is liberty.
我们求主的灵在我们中间自由的工作。
We ask the Lord's spirit move among us freely.
我们一同等候在你的跟前。
Together we wait before you.
愿一切荣耀感谢敬拜归给你。
To you be all the glory and gratitude and thanksgiving be unto you.
这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We ask with thanksgiving in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们上一次交通到关乎当一个人蒙恩得救的时候，我们有了主复活的生命，当如何在主面前有一个新生的生命的开始，并怎样追求主。
Brother and sister, last time we share on when a person is born again and have received this risen life within, how we should conduct ourselves before our Lord.
因为我们所得的这个生命是不能朽坏的生命。
Because the very life we receive is imperishable.
圣经告诉我们，我们乃是蒙了重生的一般人。
And the Bible teaches that we are all born again.
那这个重生乃是得着乃是从灵而生，得着神儿子的生命。
This regeneration means that we are born of the Spirit of God and receive His life.
那上一次我们交通到我们需要在信心中长大。
That's when we share that we need to grow in faith.
我们需要在认识神在灵里面的交通，能够在这个圣灵里面我们蒙长大。
And we share that we need to know the very fellowship in the Spirit with our God, and also we need to grow in His Spirit.
那今天呢，还有一个重要的点，就是我们需要在主话语的里面我们长大。
Now today is another crucial point, that is we need to grow up in His Word.
那我们刚刚所读的彼得前书那里跟我们讲到。
First Peter we just read.
他说我们蒙了重生。
Tells us that we have been born again.
不是由于能坏的种子。
Not with the imperishable seed.
乃是由于不能朽坏的种子。
But with the imperishable seed.
是借着神活泼长存的道。
It is through the Lord's living and enduring word.
那这个活泼长存的道呢，就是神那一个活的话。
This living and enduring word is a very living word from God.
圣经告诉我们，我们怎么样能够领受这一个神活泼长存的话呢？
And the Bible tells us how can we receive this living and enduring word of God?
这一个长存的话其实就是一个生命的种子。
This enduring word actually is a very seed of life.
这个乃是借着我们能够常常听主的话。
And we receive it through our listening to God's word often.
因为在罗马书告诉我们，我们信道是从听道来，听道是借着基督的话来的。
Because in Romans 10 we read that faith comes by hearing, hearing comes by the word of Christ.
那上一次受浸的这七位弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
We thank God for the seven brothers and sisters who were baptized last time.
因着你们在主的话语跟前能够听他的话。
Because you're able to listen to his word beforehand.
这个话里头带着信心你们能够接受。
And also you receive God's word in faith.
这样这个活泼长存的话就进到我们的里面。
In such a way, this living and enduring word comes into us.
主的生命借着这个活泼的道呢，也就进到我们的里面。
So the word, the very life of our Lord also enters into us through this living and enduring word.
那我们每一个人重生得救不过是一个属灵生命的一个开始。
So for each one of us, once we have been born again, this is simply the very beginning of our life.
今天许多人告诉我们，我们蒙恩得救不用下地狱上天堂。
Now today, so many people would tell us that we have been regenerated, so we don't have to go to hell. We now go to heaven.
这实在是神莫大的恩典。
Truly, this is God's tremendous grace already.
但是这句话好像给我们一个印象，我只要上天堂就已经到达了这个救恩的目的。
However, this statement gives us the impression that as long as I can reach to, heaven, and this is the very end, the purpose of our salvation.
但是在这里，我们读彼得的书信的时候，我们就发觉。
But here, as we read the Peter's epistle, then we realize that
这里乃是讲到我们就好像刚出生的婴孩一样。
Peter says we are just like newborn babies.
换句话说，我们在属灵的生命道路上，我们才刚刚开始。
In another word, in a spiritual pilgrimage, we just have begun.
我们像出生的婴孩一样。
We're just like newborn babes.
我们需要走这一条属天的道路。
We need to walk in this heavenly way.
一直到我们能够长成一个丰满的身量。
Until we reach the very measure of the stature of the fullness.
那他这里告诉我们，我们需要当我们出生的时候，我们里面自然会有一个渴慕。
And the verse tells us that once we are born again, we have this innate desire, the longing within us.
就像孩子一样，非常渴慕的要奶那个情形。
Just like babies, they just long for the milk so much.
我想我们中间许多人都是。为人父母的
And I believe a lot among us are parents.
我们孩子生下来的时候
When our children are born,
孩子也不会讲话
While they do not speak any word,
甚至眼睛都还没有睁开看得见
They couldn't open their eyes to see us.
但是他已经懂得一件事情
But they were able to understand one thing already
当他肚子饿的时候他就哇哇大哭
That is when he was hungry, he would cry out
我想 Jason 跟 Mary 很快就明白这件事情
And I believe Jason and Mary will soon understand this
这是一个很自然一个生命的表现
This is just a natural manifestation of life
当一个人在肉身上饥饿饥渴的时候他们很自然就会有一个自然的反应就是在那里哇哇大哭
So everyone who is physically hungry like the baby then it will simply cry out
那我们在属灵上面也是会有一个同样的情形
And likewise in spiritual manner of matters this is the same
当我们蒙恩得救的时候，我们属灵的眼睛被打开。
After we're regenerated by, with grace, and then our spiritual eyes are opened.
我们里面有一个渴望，要更多的认识神。
Within us, we just have this yearning. We want to know God more.
我想要从主的话语里面能够来明白认识他。
I want to know God through His Word.
我们里面有一个渴慕，要从他得到许多。
And within us, we have this longing.
能够叫我的心得满足。
To know him better so that my heart will be satisfied.
这是一个自然的现象。
This is simply a very natural phenomenon.
那彼得在这里告诉我们，这不仅是一个自然的现象，并且借着主的话能够来改变我们的行为。
And Peter here tells us this, that not only this is a natural condition, but also through God's word, he's able to transform us.
而且借着这样, 我们不断从主那里吸收他的话语, 我们属灵的生命就能渐渐地长进。
If we continue to absorb or draw on His Word, our spiritual life will grow.
这个渐渐的长进是很重要的。
So this gradual growth is extremely important.
这也说到我们肉身的长大。
It also speaks of the principle as we grow physically.
一个人要活到至少从出生到15、16岁。 他的外面的身体才能够说已经长成。
For a man, for his body to be fully developed, it starts from the birth all the way to 15, 14 years old.
那他的, 他的魂呢, 或者说他的思想, 情感, 意志要 成熟呢，那还要再更长的时间。
It takes even longer time for this person's soul, his thoughts, his emotions to become mature.
那我们在属灵的生命上也是同样的原则。
So this is the same principle in our spiritual life.
所以我们的长进是渐渐的。
Therefore, our growth is always gradual.
因为很多弟兄姊妹刚信主的时候。
Because many brothers and sisters. When they first believed in the Lord,
在教会当中看到, 哦, 这许多弟兄姊妹年纪也没有比我长多少。
And they look at all the brothers and sisters who are similar in age.
可是他好像属灵的生命已经比我长进了很多。
But they would say, oh, their spiritual life has so advanced.
那我刚刚得救。 也许我应该很快就可以像他一样。And
I am just being born again. Maybe very soon I'll be like them.
但是有时候我们没想到他们, 啊, 这些弟兄姊妹, 可能他年纪很轻的时候, 他们就已经信主了。But
little do we know, all these brothers and sisters about your age probably have believed in the Lord ever since they were very young.
他们在基督里已经成长很长的一段时间了。
So it has been a long time for all these people to grow in Christ.
所以我们必须要记得,
So here, let's all remember this.
我们属灵的生命也是要在慢慢中长大。
Our spiritual life always grows gradually and slowly.
有些人跟我一同受浸的可能他会长进的快一点。
Maybe some people who were baptized at the same time as I was, maybe they would grow faster.
有些人稍微慢一点,
as opposed to others who grow slower.
但是我们如果同在一样的追求,一样的, 啊, 跟随主在一个正常的环境里面, 我们应当都是渐渐的一直往上涨。
But in a normal condition, we all follow the Lord, pursue the Lord, then each one of us will grow gradually.
然后这里讲到说你们, 啊, 渐长以至于得救。
So here it says that you may grow thereby in respect to your salvation.
我们重生实在说来已经是得救了。
Now, practically speaking, when we are regenerated, we are saved.
那这一个得救呢，是指着我们灵得救。
This part of salvation speaks of our salvation of spirit.
那在这里讲到以致得救。
Now here Peter says that you may grow thereby.
乃是讲到我们魂的得救。
Salvation, which is the salvation of our souls.
我们魂的神的救恩总是从我们。 最深处开始,
because God's salvation always starts from the very deepest part of us.
乃是从我们的灵活过来开始。
God's salvation starts from the quickening of our spirit.
然后扩散到我们的魂的得救。
And then expands to the salvation of our soul.
以致将来魂的, 啊, 将来身体的得主。
And ultimately the redemption of our body.
那, 这个跟魔鬼的工作是完全反过来。
This is the total reverse of the devil's work.
我们最近在读创世纪。
Now recently, we were reading Genesis.
魔鬼对人的引诱都是从外面开始。
The attention from the devil always comes from outside first.
始终乃是进到人最深处。
And in the end, this temptation would go into the very deepest being of a person.
所以我们必须要认识啊这些原则。
So let's all get to know the principles of how God's work and the devil's work.
那救恩不仅让我们属灵生命要长进。
Not only does the salvation allow our spiritual life to grow,
能够成为一个成熟的基督徒
and to become a mature Christian,
叫基督的生命在我们身上彰显出来
so that the life of Christ can be manifested in us,
我们在地上能够为主做见证
so that we could bear the witness for the Lord,
人看到我们说这实在是一个蒙名副其实的基督徒
so that when people look at us, they would say, yes, this is a true Christian.
这是基督的跟从者
This is a Christ follower.
请记住，这不是根据我们像宗教徒一样在那里修行，在那里做许多好人好事。
Now please remember that this is not to say that we should be like religious followers to try to refine yourself to do good works.
这完全都是根据我们得着这一个重生的生命。
This all based upon first that we have received this regenerated life.
只有重生的生命才能叫我们活出这个基督的生命来。
Only through this born again life that you will be able to live out the life of Christ.
所以盼望在我们中间，如果还在寻求真道的
，So I hope if they are true seekers among us,
要更多的来追求认识主。
And you're hoping to pursue to know the Lord more.
求主赐给信心。
I ask that you would pray to the Lord to grant you faith.
让你能够在心的深处来相信他，来接受他。
So that in the very depth of your heart, you will be able to believe him and to accept him.
你就能够得到这个重生的生命。
And then you will receive this regenerative life.
那蒙拯，我们得重生的生命，我们不仅要能够追求长大。
With this regeneration life, not only would it allow us to grow up.
彼得继续往前讲的时候，告诉我们，我们要被建造。
But as Peter continues to say that we also will be built up.
他说主乃活石。
Peter says that the Lord is the living stone.
那我们这一班蒙他拯救、有他复活生命的人。
And all of us who have been saved by him.With this risen life within,
他告诉我们，我们也像活石。
Peter tells us that we are just like living stones.
我们像主。
We are like our Lord.
我们要长成来像主一样。
And we will all mature to be like him.
然后我们被一同建造成为灵宫。
And then we will be built up together into a spiritual house.
这一个灵宫乃是神。借着圣灵可以居住的所在。
And the spiritual house is the place where God can dwell within through the Holy Spirit.
那这里更重要的，我们一个职分。
Now more crucially here, we have to see our stewardship.
我们要成为一个圣洁的祭司。
We need to know that we are holy priests.
我们来侍奉神。
We come to serve God.
我们来借着耶稣基督献上这个神所悦纳的灵祭。
So through Jesus Christ, we will offer up the spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
所以我们所蒙召的救恩不单单只是叫我们个人得益处。
So the salvation we have received not only profits ourselves.
我们乃是被神所拣选的一般尊的祭司
But we are also chosen royal priests by God.
我们能够来侍奉神
And we can come to serve God.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要把侍奉 整这件事情看作平常，很多时候我们把它看作是一个累赘。
And brothers and sisters, we should not regard serving God as a common thing. A lot of people think this is a burden sometimes.
有时候，如果主开我们眼睛的时候，我们要看见神是这一位宇宙独一的主宰。
If the Lord opens our eyes, we should be able to see our Lord is the only master in the universe.
我们能够在万民当中被拣选出来，然后来侍奉他。
And we have been chosen among all the nations.
这是我们何等尊贵的身份。
What a noble status that we have.
我们在公司上班的时候，
When we work at our company,
有如果我们的老板，
If our boss,
他叫我们去帮他做一点事情。
Tells us to do certain things for him.
我们很多时候我们都觉得很荣耀。
A lot of time we feel that what an honor this is.
特别是如果职位更高一点的老板。
Especially if you have this boss at a higher rank.
大家都觉得心中觉得自己不一样。
And everybody would think, oh, this I'm so privileged, I'm so different.
今天居然大老板看中了我。
Today, the big boss has looked upon me.
我们在属世也不过一个小小的公司。
Now, this is just in the secular world, in a small company.
我们的心态都有这样的一个心态。
And then we all have this kind of attitude and inclination.
如果我们仔细思想我们的神。
Now, think closely of your God.
他是宇宙至高的主宰。
He is the highest master of all things in this universe.
他这样的看重我。
And he so looks upon you.
有弟兄们告诉我们。
So some brothers have told us this.
我就是在地上爬来到神的面前，我都要五体投地的感谢他。
Even though I have to crawl on the ground, I would want to prostrate myself simply to thank him.
所以我们实在要看重我们所得到的这个身份。
So that we, because we're able to serve him, so let's all treasure the very ministry and the status we have.
在各样事上来服侍他。
Let's all learn to serve him in all matters.
所以我们因着主的话得到重生。
Now we're regenerated because of the Lord's word.
当我们去读到哥林提摩太后书第三章的时候，
And as we come to 2 Timothy chapter 3,
那里很清楚告诉我们主的话是神亲自在其中吹气。
It tells us so clearly that God breathes upon his own word.
我们相信全本的圣经都是神。
And we do believe that the whole Bible is given by inspiration of God.
不错，它是借着人所写的。
Indeed, the whole Bible is written by man.
圣经它涵盖了几千年的历史。
And the Bible covers thousands of years of history.
有数十位的作者。
And many scores of writers.
圣经总共有66卷书。
In the Bible we have 66 books.
在旧约有39卷书。
In Old Testament there are 39 books.
新约有27卷书。
New Testament has 27 books.
这个非常好记。
It's very easy to memorize it.
39:27。
3 times 9, 27.
所以我们要记得全本圣经不管是在旧约或者新约全部都是神所启示出来的话。
So we have to remember this. The whole Bible, regardless of its Old Testament, New Testament, it's all given by inspiration of God.
写书的人有不同。
And if, although the authors might be different,
作者只有一位。
But there actually is only one author.
就是我们的神自己。
That is our God himself.
就是我们的主自己。
That is our Lord himself.
他的灵在这些写书的人里面给他们有启示。
His spirit revealed things to all those authors who wrote the Bible.
所以主耶稣告诉我们。
So the Lord Jesus tells us.
他说你们应当查考圣经。
That you should search the scriptures.
因为为他做见证的就是这经。
Because this very book is the one who testifies of him.
所以全本圣经。
The whole Bible.
最中心的主题。
The very focal theme.
就是把神的儿子耶稣基督启示出来。
Is that it reveals the Son of God, Jesus Christ to us.
我们知道圣经讲到许许多多的事。
We know that the Bible covers so many things.
他讲到历史。
It speaks of history.
他里面啊有预言。
It has prophecies.
他里面啊有许多歌颂赞美的话。
It also has so many words of praises and blessing.
他讲到神。
And also it speaks of God.
他讲到黑暗的魔鬼。
It speaks of the devil who controls darkness.
他讲到天使。
It speaks of angels.
他讲到许许多多关乎人的起源。
It speaks of so many very oranges concerning man.
他讲到整个人类世代的结局。
It also speaks of the very end of all the ages.
但是我们读圣经的时候
But as we come to study the Bible,
却不能忽略一件事情
not overlook one thing.
全本圣经主要是为着耶稣基督来做见证
That is the whole Bible testifies of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们感谢主
So we thank our Lord.
若不是神借着圣经把这些启示出来
If God has not revealed all this through the Bible to us,
我们对整个属灵的世界完全是空白
We would have nothing to know about the spiritual things.
但是借着这一本圣经
But through the Bible,
他把神永远的目的完全启示出来
It has revealed God's ultimate purpose to us.
叫我们能够明白认识这一位伟大的神
so that we could come and understand this great God
并且知道我们的光景
and also the Bible teaches us our exact conditions
更知道神在恩典中为我们所预备的耶稣基督成为我们的拯救
and then we come to know that this Jesus Christ God has prepared in his grace is the very salvation for us
所以我们理当到主面前来得生命
so we should come to him to receive the life
那讲到我们理当到主面前来得生命
now as we talk about this right thing to do that is to come before him to receive his life
就是主当时所说的话
According to the words spoken by the Lord then
乃是主对着当时的犹太人所说的
that passage was spoken to the Jews then
就着属灵的原则来说
According to the spiritual principle
这个也可以应用在我们的身上
The very passage can also be applied in us
主一面要我们殷勤的来查考他的话。
On the one hand, the Lord wants us to search His words diligently.
然而另一面，主提醒我们需要来到他跟前得生命。
On the other hand, our Lord reminds us that we have to come before Him to receive life.
因为就这一面来说
，Because on the one hand,
圣经乃至完全的真理。
The Bible is the complete truth.
在神这一面是神生命的话。
On the part of God, this is the God's word of life.
但是到我们的人身上的时候
But as it comes to us,
它有可能是一个客观的话语。
The God's word could become just abstract truth.
它也可能是一个生命的话
Or it could become the word of life.
如果圣经临到我们身上不过是一个客观的话语
But if all the Bible's words, when they come to us, are merely abstract truth,
我们接受它是用我们的头脑
And we receive these objective truths with our brain.
我们听人讲到他们能
wait,
他们有神的启示能够从 这一段圣经引用到那一段圣经，把神的心意讲得很明白。
When we hear people preach and they are able to explain every passage very clearly and using other passage to support their saying.
我们接受了这些话。
And we have received all these words.
我们停留在头脑的里面。
And all these objective truths simply stay in your head.
这很可能就成为我们的知识。
Then it's very likely to become our knowledge only.
成为一个客观的话。
To become some objective statement.
圣经的话能够成为一个生命的话语。
Now for Bible's word to become the word of life.
我们需要有圣灵的启示。
We need a revelation from the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣说。
The Lord Jesus said.
他要离开他的门徒。
That he is departing from his disciples.
他要差遣圣灵保惠师来到人的中间。
But he will send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, into his disciples' midst.
在当人蒙恩得救的时候，
When we are saved by his grace,
我们不仅得了重生的生命，
Not only have we received this regenerated life,
圣灵也重生了我们，住在我们的里面。
But also the Holy Spirit has begotten us, and now he indwells us.
所以主耶稣他说，圣灵来要叫你们想起我对你们所说的话。
So the Lord Jesus said, as the Holy Spirit comes, he will remind you of the words I have spoken to you.
当这些客观的话语在圣灵的开启里面，我们得了光照之后，这些话就能够变成一个活泼的话，活的话。
Now, these objective statements will become living word in the revelation of the Holy Spirit in his life.
这些话就能够成为我们的灵，我们的生命。
And these words will become our life and our spirit.
这就是很多读经的人告诉我们，在神的圣经里面常常讲到神的道或者神的话，希腊文有两个字。
That's why Bible students tell us that when we study the Bible, there are two words to describe God's word.
第一个字就是 logos.
The first one is logos.
Logos 是神已经说过的话。
Logos is the word God has already spoken.
是神所启示的话语。
Words revealed by God.
第二个字乃
是 word is
rhema.
Rhema.
Rhema 乃是神第二次说话。
Rhema is when God speaks the second time.
当我们领受神的话之后，
After we have received God's word,
我们存在我们的头脑心思里头，
We put it in our mind, in our head.
很多时候神启示的光借着这些话，
But many times, God's light of revelation through these stored words in your head,
再一次在我们里面来提醒我们，来对我们说话。
Once again, within us, speak to us and remind us.
这一个是一个 rhema.
And then this is a rhema.
这一个话是一个有能力的话。
This word of God, rhema, is the word of power.
很多时候我们信主一段日子。
Now, many times after we have believed in the Lord for a while,
我们常常听弟兄姊妹们鼓励我们读圣经。
We often hear brothers and sisters encouraging us to study the Bible.
我们里面也有个渴慕愿意读圣经。
And within us, we also have this longing to read His Word.
对着刚信主的弟兄姊妹，我要稍微再提一下。
So, for our brothers and sisters who just believe in the Lord, I just want to mention this in passing.
我刚信主的时候，
that, when I first believed in the Lord,
有一位年长的弟兄，
an elder brother,
他跟我讲说呢，一个年轻人刚信主的时候，最好能够把圣经读个两遍。
Tell me that a young believer after he or she believes in the Lord, it would be best if that person could read the Bible twice.
这句话很深的说在我的里面。
This very word spoke so deeply in me.
所以我就照着弟兄所告诉我的，我就去做。
So according to his suggestion, I went and did it.
我花了三年的时间。
It took me 3 years.
把圣经从头到尾读两遍。
To study the whole Bible twice.
我那时候非常的印象深刻，到现在一直不能忘记。
And I was so deeply impressed that even until now, I cannot forget it.
这一位年长的弟兄在我们中间传道的时候。
This very elder brother, as he shared the messages among us,
他有福州人的口音。
He spoke with a 福州 accent.
他讲的道呢，是从圣经的前面一直到圣经的最后面，他可以引用很多的经文，一下子在旧约，一下子在新约，一下子又回到旧约，我从来听不懂弟兄到底在讲什么。
At the very beginning, our brother understanding of the Bible is so thorough. So his message will cover the Old Testament passages and the New Testament passages, and he would go back and forth. As to me, I could never understand him.
但是当我圣经读完第一遍的时候
，But after I finished my Bible the first time.
那时候还在伊士林的会所那里。
At that time, we were still meeting at the Eastland Church building.
就真正的我读完第一遍的圣经。
And exactly after the very first time I finished the whole Bible.
弟兄来讲道。
And the brother came to share a message.
我坐在下面听。
And I was sitting down there.
我突然间发现他讲的，我每一句都听懂了。
And I was quite done. I realized what he said.Every single thing, and now I could understand it.
而且我觉得他讲的道非常的宝贵。
And I felt that his sermon was so precious.
他的道呢，可以用圣经里面一句话来描述。
I would like to use one word in the Bible to describe his messages.
深渊与深渊响应。
That is, the deep calls unto the deep.
灵里头有一个很喜悦的回应。
Because when you listen to his message, you have this very joy from in your spirit to respond to his saying.
会后之后，我去告诉我们的弟兄。
So after his sharing, I went to talk to our elder brother.
他我说啊，某某弟兄，你讲的道我今天完全听懂了。
So I said, brother so and so, I finally understood what you said today.
他回我一句话。
And he replied with the saying,
他说感谢神。
Praise God.
神给你恩典。
God has given you grace.
是的，是这样。
Indeed, it is so.
但是我们这一面需要有我们该尽的责任。
But on our part, we have the responsibilities that we need to fulfill.
不是我们的弟兄故意把道讲得很难。
It's not that our brother tried deliberately to make his sermon hard to understand.
弟兄姊妹要明白一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we have to understand one thing.
我们来到这里听神的话，乃是来认识属灵的事。
As we come here to listen to the messages, we come to understand the very spiritual matters.
很多时候我们需要在我们里面有一个基础的预备。
So a lot of times it requires this spiritual preparation in our heart.
好，就停到这里，然后我们回到刚刚所讲的，我们怎样从主的话这个 Rhema 里面我们来得生命。
Now let's come back to my theme. How do we receive this life from God's Rhema?
在我个人的追求主的话语的年日当中
In, throughout the years of my personal pursuit of God's word
我个人常常觉得我们不能够把主的话跟我们的生活生命分开
I often feel that we cannot separate the word of the Lord from our daily living
我们可以在知识上一直不断的追求
In knowledge, we could continue to pursue.
但是我们要很小心顾念到我们生命的长进要能够不断的跟上去
But we have to be careful that the growth of our life has to be able to keep up with it.
昨天我们读了我们家里有家庭聚会。
Yesterday there is a family fellowship in my house.
我们交通有关于斯派克弟兄讲到基督的学校。
We share on the book by Brother Spark on the School of Christ.
他也同样提到这一件事情。
Brother Spark also mentioned the same thing.
他讲到许多圣徒们对于主第二次再来非常感兴趣。
He says that a lot of saints are so interested in the Lord's second coming.
将要发生什么事情？
What are the imminent things that are about to happen?
这个兆头是如何
？What are the signs?
主耶稣来的时候，地上的光景。
When the Lord comes, what are the conditions of the worldly things?
但是当我们的弟兄去讲到我要怎么预备我自己等候主的再来。
But our brother cautioned us, how should we be prepared for the Lord's second coming?
人好像没有太大的兴趣。
Whenever he talked about this, it seems that not too many people are interested in the topic.
我想这是我们普遍的情形。
I believe this is such a prevalent condition among us.
所以在这段日子，这个负担一直常常在我的里面。
So this burden has been in me for all these days.
一面我们需要向主吩咐我们的，要努力的去查考圣经。
On the one hand, we need to study His scriptures diligently as commanded by Him.
另外一面，我们需要在生命上能够够。
On the other hand, we need to be able to keep up in our life with this searching the Bible.
因为实在说来，如果我们单单注重在话语的追求、知识的满足而已。
Practically speaking, if you are only interested, focus upon the pursuit of this knowledge and also satisfaction of your own understanding.
这一些话呢，还不能够成为那一个实际在我们的身上。
Then all these words will not become the reality in us.
我们必须要从主的话语当中得到真实生命的供应。
So we need to receive this true provision from our Lord in His Word.
所以主告诉我们，他的话就是灵，就是生命。
Therefore, our Lord's words are His words, are spirit and life.
我们需要学习得生命。
We need to learn to receive this life.
那我们怎么样得生命呢
？How can we receive this life?
我在读圣经的时候，要提醒一下弟兄姊妹。
Regarding the studying the Bible, I would like to remind brothers and sisters here.
我们读圣经的时候，我们常常鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们每一年最好能够从创世纪一直读到启示录。
We often encourage brothers and sisters to study the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
我们一年读一遍。
Read all the Bible once a year.
但是我们在读圣经的时候，我们读了许许多多圣经所记载的真理。
So as we read the Bible, we come across all the written truth in the Bible.
但是我们读主的话的时候，我们很需要特别的留意关于神他自己的启示。
But actually, when we read God's word, we have to pay.Special attention to the very revelation from God as to Himself.
关于主耶稣基督他自己的启示。
The very revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
比方讲，我们都知道神他是公义、圣洁、有慈爱、有恩典的神。
We all know that our God is righteous, is holy, is merciful, and is faithful.
那我们读圣经的时候，我们就要特别留意，当神每一次对着以色列的百姓启示到他自己的时候，我们要特别留意神讲这些话。
Then we have to pay special attention to the place when God spoke to Israelites about his very own person.
我们可以读一下圣经。
Now let's read a few passages here.
我们请翻开出埃及记。
Please turn to Exodus.
我们翻开出埃及记第三对不起哈，我们翻开出埃及记第三十四章。
Exodus 34.
三十四章我们读第五节，一直读到第七节。
We will read from verse 5 to verse 7.
他说耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里宣告耶和华的名。
Now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord.
耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, The Lord, the Lord God, merciful and gracious.
不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth.
他为万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三世代。
Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children, to the third and the fourth generation.
然后第十节
Verse 10,
耶和华说我要立约要在百姓 面前行奇妙的事是在遍地在万国中所未曾行的
And he said Behold I make a covenant before all your people I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth
在你四围的外邦人就要看见耶和华的作为因我向你所行的是可畏的事
Nor in any nation, and all the people among whom you are shall see the work of the Lord, for it is an awesome thing that I will do with you.
这里神把他自己启示出来。
Right here, the Lord reveals himself.
讲到刚刚所提最重要的三件事情。
Alluding to the most crucial, important three points we mentioned.
讲到神。他的慈爱跟怜悯
It speaks of his loving kindness and mercy
神的公义
His righteousness
神他是立约的守约的神
And he is the God who keeps covenant
当然神的属性实在是非常的丰富
Of course, God's attributes are always so rich
但是就着总括性的原则来说
But to sum it off in principle
重要的三个点在这三方面。
The most important three points are listed here.
所以我稍微交通一下这三个点。
So I would like to briefly share on these three points.
教我们怎样从这三个点上面，我们去留意的时候，我们就能得生命。
So as we pay attention to these three points, then we actually receive life from him.
第一个，神是公义的神。
First, God is the righteous God.
什么是公义
？What is righteousness?
公义原文的意思是对。
Righteousness in its original language means right.
在神的眼中是对的。
In the sight of God, that's right.
神他的属性，他是一个公义的神。
According to God's attributes, He is a righteous God.
在诗篇第八十八篇告诉我们。
Psalm 88 we read.
公义和公平是他宝座的根基。
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne.
慈爱和诚实常行在他的面前。
Truth and loving kindness always walk before him.
换句话说，神所行的，在人看得见的，是慈爱跟诚实。
In another word, all of God's works visible to man are loving kindness and truth.
但是慈爱跟诚实的背后是有一个根基的。
But behind this loving kindness and truth, there is this foundation.
乃是公义跟公平。
And that is righteousness and justice.
神主宰这万有
God reigns all things.
他的宝座安定在天
His throne is settled in heaven.
他的宝座如何能够安定在天呢
How can his throne be settled in heaven?
完全是按着他的公义跟公平。
It's all based upon his righteousness and justice.
这是神的属性。
This is God's attribute.
弟兄姊妹，我们是属乎神的人。
Brothers and sisters, we all belong to God.
我们必须要认得神的属性是这一个。
We have to come to understand God's, one of God's attributes.
所以我们在神在地上开始行事为人的时候，
That is his righteousness. So as we conduct our daily living in this world,
我们心要常常有一个心愿呢，我们所做的事在神面前是看为对的事。
We often need to have this desire heart that whatever we do are seen right in the sight of God.
不错，神对我们蛮有恩典和怜悯。
Yes, indeed, God is full of compassion and mercy.
但是神更要我们在他的面前，我们的所事是怎样的一个人。
But what God demands more is what kind of person we are before Him.
我们在神面前要做在神眼中看为对的事情。
Therefore, we before Him.In the sight of our God, we have to do the things that are considered right.
那这些是什么叫做神看为对的呢？
What are these works that are considered right in His eye?
第一个我们所接触的就是圣经。
First, it's the Bible that we come into contact with.
圣经告诉我们人当如何行才是神看为对的事。
The Bible would teach us.How we should conduct ourselves and be considered right in the sight of God.
你比方讲我们最近读的以弗所书。
For example, the Ephesians we have been reading recently.
我们不能够去说谎。
We should not lie.
我们要弟兄姊妹之间要有一个诚实的心，在爱中说诚实话。
We should speak the truth in love. This truthful heart should be among the brethren.
然后我们要行在光明当中。
And then we need to walk in the light.
我们要亲手做圣经事。
We need to work with our own hands.
我们要彼此饶恕。
We need to forgive one another.
神有许多的话记载在圣经当中。
Words like this are so many being recorded in the Bible.
我们读这些话存在我们的心中。
And as we come to study the Bible, we restore all these words in our heart.
当我们遇到许多环境的时候。
So as we encounter different conditions, situations.
神，圣灵会提，借着这些话来提醒我们。
And the Spirit of God will remind us about all these words.
更重要的是。
More importantly is,
当神把这些话第二次对我们说的时候，
that when God speaks these words the second time to you,
神会赐下力量给我们。
God will give you the strength.
这是我们跟没有得救的人最大不同的地方。
And this is the greatest distinction between us and the non-believers who have not been saved.
宗教把许多好的道理摆在那里。
Now, religion will display all the good teachings there.
他叫你去行。
Then you go and do that.
你做不到。
You can't do that.
基督教乃是把生命先给你。
Now in Christianity, you've been given first the life.
然后把要求再给你。
And then next comes the demand.
在这个生命的里面，你才能够达到他的要求。
It's only in this life you're able to reach the demand.
所以我们的责任是不要忽略神在我们里面所说的话。
So our responsibility is never to neglect the word God has spoken in you.
然后不仅圣经里面告诉我们。
Not only the Bible will teach us many things.
不要忘记我们里面有一神自己的同在。
Don't forget that we have God's presence within us.
就是圣灵住在我们的里面。
That is the indwelling Holy Spirit.
有很多事情到底对不对？
Regarding so many things, it's hard to know whether they're right or wrong.
我这样做真的不讨神喜悦吗？
If I do this, would that be displeasing to God?
圣灵在里面也教导我们。
The Holy Spirit will also teach you in your heart.
你比方讲,
For example,
我去 supermarket 买东西的时候,
when I go to the supermarket, shopping for food,
三块半,
it costs me $3.50,
我拿五块给他,
and then I give $5 to the cashier.
然后他找我十五块又有一点零钱。
And that person in turn gives me back $15 plus change.
你要不要还给他?
Do you want to return the extra money back to that person?
或者你可能当时也不知道，你就塞到你钱包里面去。
Maybe you yourself didn't realize that you just stuck all your money into your pocket.
等你回到家，你说奇怪，我明明口袋只有五块钱，现在变成十五块。
And then when you went back home, you said,Then you realize it's so strange. I only have $5 in my pocket. Now I have $15.
神的灵在里面告诉我们。
And then the Spirit of God speaks to us within.
把这个钱还回去。
Give the money back.
这是在神眼中看为正的事。
Because this is the thing.Consider right in the sight of God.
圣经没有记载的这么详细。
The Bible has never so detailedly recorded all these things.
圣经记载许多原则性的事。
The Bible has recorded so many things in principle.
但是感谢主，圣灵把刚刚所发生那个 Isaac 的事情。启示给我们。
But thank the Lord that the Holy Spirit will reveal His light in the exact things which just happened.
当我们顺着这样做的时候，
As we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit,
我们就在神的公义上有份。
Then we are partakers of His righteousness.
我们就在他里面得生命。
And then we receive life within Him.
这个生命的成长是一点一点的。
The growth of this very life goes step by step.
我们很容易看到某某弟兄他属灵的增量这样高。
A lot of times we see the brother so and so has such a full stature of life.
当我们的弟兄讲出这些真理的时候，我们常常想说，哦，我做不到。
And when our brother said so many lofty truths, and we would say, No, I can't do it.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
一件事情我们要记得。
One thing we need to remember.
弟兄他蒙恩得救的光景跟我蒙恩得救的光景是一样的。
This brother in question, his spiritual condition, as to how he was saved, should be the same as ours.
他生命之所以如今能够长成。
And the reason that his life has grown so maturely.
他也是需要一点一点的长进。
It took him to grow a bit by bit.
我们今天也是同样的情形。
So likewise, we are in the same condition.
今天哪怕我昨天才受浸。
It could be that yesterday you were just baptized.
当主开始叫我来跟随他的时候。
But as the Lord calls us to follow him.
我也需要一点一点在生命里面渐渐的长进。
I understand I need to grow gradually in life.
很多的时候我们很容易忽略这些小节。
A lot of times we simply overlooked all these details.
但是却不晓得这些却是神要帮助我们长进的途径。
But little did we know this is the very path through which the Lord helps us to grow in Him.
所以讲到公义的时候，
So as we talk about righteousness,
圣经也讲到光明，我们需要活在光中。
The Bible also teaches at the same time that we need to live in light.
我们啊是世上的灯。
We are the lamp of the world.
我们是世上的盐。
We are the light of the world, we are the salt of the world.
我想这些基本上都是在公义这个原则底下。
All these operate under the principle of righteousness.
我们需要好好学习。
We need to learn them all very well.
在上个世纪 中叶的时候
in the mid last century，
在美国加州呢有一位很有名的宣教士
in California in the States there is this very famous missionary，
他写了一篇文章
and he wrote an article，
他讲到别人可以你不行。
He talked about things that other people could do, but you can't.
题目是 Others can, you cannot.
The very topic of his article is Others can, you cannot.
这一篇文章呢，他所谓讲到 Others can.
Now in this article, what he talked about as to Others can.
就是其他人可以做的。
He talked about the things that other people could do.
这些 others, 他是指的一般的基督徒。
And these others, he meant the nominal Christians.
然后他说 you cannot.
And then he said you cannot.
他是指的任何有心要跟随主的人说的。
He is talking about anybody who has the heart to follow the Lord.
这篇文章讲到许许多多在基督教里面基督徒一般非常 careless 的行为。
And in this article he talks about all the careless acts performed by the Christians in today's Christianity.
他讲到基督徒怎样爱世界。
He talks about how the Christians love the world.
与世界合在一起。
They are united with the world.
享受世人一样 enjoy 这个世界的生活。
They're simply enjoying this secular world life.
然后跟世人表现出来的没有两样。
They are no different at all with the rest of the world.
然后他警告甚至有心要跟随主的人。
And then he warns those who do have the heart to follow the Lord.
不要看到其他的基督徒是这样做。
When you see other Christians doing this,
这些都不是神的心意。
Then you have to realize that all these are not in God's heart.
你必须要回转到圣经给我们的教导。
You have to come back to the biblical teaching.
然后来跟随主。
And then follow the Lord accordingly.
这一篇文章如果你没有读过，你上 Google 可以还可以 search 得到。
If you have never read this article before, if you Googled it, you could still find it.
所以这里告诉我们，我们实在是需要勒住我们的心，严谨的来看到神的属性，然后按着神的心意，我们来跟随主。
This article tells us that we need to bridle our heart, understand his attributes, and follow him according to his will.
我们自然就能够在主面前得生命。
Then very readily you will be able to receive life before the Lord.
那第二个再简单的稍微提一下，就讲到神的慈爱。
Now the second attribute of God, I will simply mention it very briefly, that is his loving kindness.
神如果单单只有公义，
if God only is righteous,
那我们在座的每一位，包括我自己在内，我们在神面前都灭亡。
Then everyone sitting here, including myself, will perish before him.
神有公义，但是神更有丰盛的慈爱。
God does have righteousness, but what he has even more is the multitude of his loving kindness.
我们认识神的慈爱。
As we come to know his loving kindness,
神在基督里面何等爱我们。
That we come to know that God in Christ loves us so dearly.
神不以神常常能够在恩典中赦免我们许多的过犯。
Because in grace, God often forgives our transgressions.
我们常常被主的爱所激励。
And we're so compelled, touched by His love.
所以我们基督徒在地上行事为人。
So Christians, as you conduct your lives on earth,
我们对着我们的弟兄姊妹，
as to our brothers and sisters,
我们对着在我们周遭不认识主的人，对着我们的家人，
as to our families or all those people around us who have not believed in the Lord,
也 能够常常表现出神的爱。
We need to often exhibit this love from God.
我想这个爱呢，重要的不单单只是啊一个人天然情感的爱。
Now, what is important about this love is not just a human natural love.
因为神造人，在人的心中也有一个天然人的爱。
Because when God forms man within this person, He has formed this natural love.
但是我们需要有一个神圣的爱。
But we do need this holy love.
我们学习能够把这个圣洁的爱表明出来。
So we will learn to exhibit this holy love before all men.
举一个简单的例子。
Let me give you a very simple example here.
我在七月份的时候去西岸参加特会。
In last July, I went to the West Coast for the conference.
那主办的教会呢，他们很殷勤地对待弟兄姊妹。
And the church who was in charge of all this conference, was very welcoming, very passionate toward all the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹都很感谢主。这些弟兄姊妹在爱心里面的照顾。
So all the brothers and sisters were very thankful for all the caring in the Lord.
从下飞机。
From the moment that we got off the plane.
他们用 bus 的接待到一个半小时以外的聚会场地。
And they came to take us in bus.To the conference site, which is 1.5 hours away from the airport.
到结束的时候，用bus把我们送到会所。
And at the end of the conference, with the same bus, they took us back to the airport.
这个会所呢，不大，但是很多要搭飞机或者隔天要离开的弟兄姊妹都在会所那里。
They took us back to a meeting place. It's not very.A big place, but all the brothers and sisters who are about to board a plane maybe yet, tomorrow would all gather there first.
我们在这个聚会负责的年长的弟兄。
And the elder brother who is in charge of the conference.
他在特会中还要交通信息。
Even though he had to share messages in this conference.
他的身体又不好。
And he was not physically healthy.
他平常还要洗肾。
And usually he's on dialysis also.
但是他在最后一天大家都要离开的时候。
But on this very last day, as everybody was about to depart,
他亲自来到会所。
He himself came to this meeting place.
跟弟兄姊妹一起享用饭食。
He shared the meal together with brothers and sisters.
一位一位弟兄姊妹一家一家的人要离开的时候
As one by one, each brother and sister, or one family by one family, that are about to leave.
年长的弟兄跑来跟弟兄姊妹握手
The elder brother would come, and then he would shake hands with each one.
祝福弟兄姊妹能够平安地回到家
And he gave his blessing to all the brothers and sisters, help them to reach home safely.
我想就着我们弟兄来说他可以非常有理由的比任何人他都可以先回家休息。
Now as to our brother, he has all the reasons than anybody else to go back home to rest first.
但是他顾念到弟兄姊妹比他住得更远的地方。
But he was mindful of all the brothers and sisters who lived even far, further away from where he lived.
他宁可牺牲他自己。
He would rather sacrifice his own health.
休息的时间。
The time to rest.
跟弟兄姊妹道别。
He would come to bid goodbye to brothers and sisters.
我想这是一个神圣的爱。
And I believe this is a holy love.
也许不是在那里亲亲抱抱，跟美国人一样。
Maybe it's not just hugging and embracing people.Like the custom of the U.S.
但是这样一点点的接触
But with this, just this little contact with the brothers and sisters,
我们就可以感受到是从神来的恩典
We could sense this is the grace from God.
然后最后讲到一个守约的神。
And in the end, we'll talk about the God who keeps covenant.
神其实不需要跟人守约。
Actually, God really does not have to enter any covenant with man.
神 不需要跟人立约，应该这样讲。
He really doesn't have to do so.
因为神说出来的话是就是。
Because whatever he says is yes, and that's it.
但是神总是顾到人，因为我们可能对神不相信。
But God is always mindful of man because we often do not believe him.
所以神就说，我跟你立约。
Therefore, God says that I will make a covenant with you.
感谢神。
Thank God.
神是不仅立约，他绝对守约的神。
Now, not only does our Lord make a covenant, but also He keeps the covenant.
我们今天活在这个世代，也要学习遵守我们所讲出去的话。
So as we live in this age, in this world, we need to learn to make good on what we've said to others.
今天我们很容易，特别在现今的世代，什么都快。
It's so easy in this world because everything is instant and fast.
所以我们讲话也很快。
Therefore, we speak very fast.
但是过了一下子，我们马上反悔。
But very soon, we would regret what we've said.
如果我们能够像神一样，
But if we could be like God,
我们答应别人的时候，我们谨慎考虑。
That as we try to promise something to others, we will be careful, we will think it through.
我们即使考虑不做到，
Even though our consideration may not be that comprehensive,
但是我们已经讲出去了。
And then we have spoken the word.
我们宁可受损失。
We would rather suffer loss.
我们宁可受亏损。
We would rather be short exchange.
我们不要随便毁约。
We should never break the promise.
这是神的一个属性。
Because this is one of God's attributes.
我们如果这样学习，我们就能够在主面前得到极大的属灵的生命的长进。
If we learn in such a way, we could receive such great growth in our spiritual life.
所以时间的缘故，对不起，已经时间到了。
Because the time, I'm sorry, my time is up already.
所以我们只能说读圣经是必要的。
So we could only say that reading your Bible is indispensable.
但是当我们特别讲到圣经所记载关乎神、关乎主耶稣，还有许多的人物，圣经在他们身上所记载的，我们特别要去留意，这是我们学习属灵长进的好机会。
But we have to pay special attention to all the statements regarding God, regarding Lord Jesus Christ and other biblical figures, because this, as we do this, this is a great opportunity for you to grow spiritually.
但愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们请低头再有点祷告。
Please bow your head. Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话交托在你恩主的手中。
Lord, we commit all these words into your gracious hand.
但愿主你纪念我们实在是软弱。
If only that the Lord would remember that we are truly weak.
我们常常糊涂。
And we're often addle-headed.
但是感谢你，你宝贵的生命赐给我们。
So we thank you for the precious life you have granted us.
你也赐给我们恩典，能够在地上走这一条属天的道路。
And you have given us this grace that we could walk in this world, but in a heavenly way.
让我们能够靠着这复活生命的大能，我们来脱去旧人，能够穿上新人。
By this power of the risen life, we're able to put off our old man, but put on new man.
叫基督复活生命的荣美能够显在我们的身上。
So the beauty of the risen life of Jesus Christ could be revealed in us.
主啊，但愿借着不完全的话语，你继续在我们的心中说话。
Lord, may you continue to speak to us in our heart through all these incomplete words.
主啊，人的话是有限的。
Lord, man's word is so limited.
但是我们相信圣灵 能够在我们每一个人的心中说那更奇妙恩典的话语。
But we believe the Holy Spirit is able to speak in each person's heart that more amazing, wonderful word of yours.
主啊，我们何等盼望我们属灵的光景能够有更多的改变。
Oh Lord, how much we hope that our spiritual conditions will be changed.
主啊，当我们常常心中叹息的时候
，Lord, as we often sigh in our heart.
你却在我们的里面给我们指出一条路来。
But at the same time, you have already pointed out a way for us to walk in our heart.
主啊，让我们实在能够学习忠心在你面前。
Oh Lord, allow us to learn to be faithful in your presence.
即使最小的一件事情，我们都愿意在你面前学习。
Even in the least thing, we want to learn to be faithful to you.
好叫我们的生命在你面前能够一点一滴的被改变。
So that our life before you will be transformed every step of the way.
我们所求的不是像许许多多你的恩典临到这些属灵的巨人身上。
Lord, we are not asking for all the grace that you have empowered upon the spiritual giants.
我们乃是说主，我们愿意接受你的改变。
Oh Lord, what we are saying is that, Lord,We're willing to accept your transformation in us.
愿你把更多的话赏赐给我们。
May you grant us even more words from you.
也让我们有一颗属灵的窍，能够明白你对我们说的话。
So that we will have this mind of understanding that we'll be able to know your word.
让我们在恩典中能够蒙你的拯救。
And also in your grace we will be delivered.
好叫基督更多的成形在我们的里面。
So that Christ will be even more formed in us.
我们把一切荣耀、敬拜、感谢归给你。
To you be all the glory, thanksgiving, and worship.
祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with thanksgiving in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.